Welcome to This Week in the News. Good Morning EP's look back at the week that was. I'm Gord Helpme. The South Australian government has announced plans to change the name of roads to alphanumeric figures so that roads such as the Eyre Highway are now known as simply the A1. Transport Minister Corey Wingard said changing the names would make it easier for people to travel in unfamiliar places without getting lost. One driver in response to these proposed changes said,
"What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard."
The South Australian budget was handed down this week with another large deficit. However, Treasurer Rob Lucas did confirm the deficit was smaller than expected and the state can look forward to positive economic news in the future. While the government is optimistic about future economic projections, others are not so positive. In response to continued economic stimulus and calls for tax increases from other parties, one businessman said,
"As a government, I can tell you you're not spending it that well that we should be donating extra."
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison came under fire this week for using his trip to the G7 conference as an opportunity to take a brief break and research his family history as part of a working holiday. The criticism comes as Australians grow increasingly frustrated at both the vaccine rollout and an overseas travel ban. When asked whether the rules that regular people live under will ever be applied to rich and powerful individuals, including Hollywood celebrities and politicians, the Prime Minister replied,
"I think the likelihood of anything like that occurring is pretty much zero."
And that's the week in news. I'm Gord Helpme.